But first, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the big news story that broke yesterday, a new book out detailing the life of Sarah Palin. And in this book, it talks about Sarah Palin having a one-night stand with former Michigan basketball star Glenn Rice when he was in Anchorage for a tournament. Sarah Palin joins us now on the Ticket. Good morning.
Well, good morning, guys. I just wanted to come on here and on your program there and deny that there that this this so-called claim that I slept with Glenn Rice, that 6'8" ebony god who would give any woman a great evening of her life. I want to deny that, and I don't think that this is the conversation America should be having.
Well, it's in a book, you know.
Well, I don't think that anyone in the real America is interested in what black athlete I allowed to batter my Bristol Maker or not. No one in America cares about hearing a story about Hakeem Olajuwon knocking my cervix in the next week, or Patrick Ewing sending me through a wall into a swimming pool at the Waikiki Sheraton. No one wants to hear some ridiculously concocted story about the mailman Malone giving me a special delivery on the futon of John Stockton's pool house. or hear about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar going spelunking for my OVA after a 3-wine spritzer ski shop opening.
Awfully specific with the details.
These are completely made up stories meant to sell books to the dadgum liberal press.
Okay.
That's all it is. And let me be clear that I wouldn't sleep with a guy like Magic Johnson. First of all, it's against my Tea Party values. And second of all, I don't want AIDS.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, fair enough.
No one wants the AIDS.
Fair enough.
And we shouldn't be talking about here in America if I have a black man fetish. We should be talking about how to get America working again.
Okay.
If you want to talk about black guys, let's talk about how many of them are unemployed. And I do not have a black man fetish. I don't have a fetish for their smooth ebony skin or their inability to get fully aroused. I think what has happened here is that when I said drill, baby, drill for black gold, someone misunderstood what I was saying.
Okay.
That's where that came from.
All right.
Hello?
Oh, that's it.
She just wanted to make her statement and get out.
That is a statement from Sarah Palin. 8:49 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.